Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 13, 20 to 22. Exodus chapter 13, verse 20 to 22. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. My theme for reflection is still moving, still guided, still moving. Still guided. It sounds simple, almost casual, but that's fitting. After all, the people of Israel don't begin this scene with thunder or speeches. They simply take their journey. Anyone who has tried to follow God knows that often the hardest part is not the drama, but the decision to keep walking. Exodus tells us that Israel sets out from Succoth and camps at Etham, right on the edge of the wilderness. That edge matters. They are free from Egypt, yet not settled. Saved, yet not mature. The problem is not whether God has acted, but how the people will live now that He has. Freedom has been given, but direction is still needed. A liberated people without guidance would quickly become a lost people. God resolves this not with a map, but with His presence. The Lord goes before them, not behind them, shouting instructions, but ahead of them, embodied in a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. The text insists that this presence never leaves. Day or night, heat or darkness, God adapts His guidance to their condition. As Augustine of Hippo once observed, God is closer to us than we are to ourselves. The pillar makes that truth visible. God does not merely point the way, He walks it. The cloud addresses fear and confusion. The fire answers vulnerability and uncertainty. Together, they proclaim constancy. This is echoed later in Deuteronomy 8, where Moses explains that the wilderness was not a mistake, but a classroom, a place where God taught His people that life depends not only on bread, but on every word from Him. The pillar is not just about direction, but formation. God leads in order to shape. There is also wisdom here that even the Stoics glimpsed from another angle. Marcus Aurelius wrote that a person should love the discipline that shapes them. The Stoics believed meaning was found by aligning oneself with reason and order rather than resisting reality. Exodus goes further. Israel is not asked to align with fate, but to trust a personal God whose presence orders their steps. The discipline of the journey is not random, it is relational. For Christian people today, the journey motive remains. We are delivered, yet still becoming. The wilderness has not disappeared, but neither has the pillar. God's guidance now comes through His Spirit, His Word, and the quiet faithfulness of walking one step at a time. The question is not whether God is leading, but whether we are willing to move when he does and rest when he stops. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might I be standing on the edge of the wilderness right now, free but afraid to move forward? What signs of God's steady presence have I overlooked because they seemed ordinary? Our practical exercise for the day. Choose one moment, perhaps a walk or a commute, and consciously invite God to go before you. Move slowly, attentively, resisting distraction, and thank him for guiding you even when the path feels unclear. Lord God, you who go before your people, teach us to trust your presence more than our certainty. When the way is bright, keep us humble. When the night is dark, keep us moving. Shape us in the wilderness and lead us toward deeper faith, deeper love, and deeper obedience. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.